Watch, alleged looter gets looted in New York City. By Amy Furr on June 4, 2020. An alleged looter had an Apple computer snatched from him in New York City on Tuesday during protests and riots following the death of George Floyd. Video footage of the incident showed a suspect wearing a red hoodie as he walked down 34th Street carrying an iMac desktop computer valued at about $1,500, according to KTRH News Radio. However, as he walked away from the scene, others closed in on him and attempted to grab the box. Oh. Y'all don't rob him. Oh, shit. Someone behind the camera shouted. Moments later, a man wearing a white shirt and another wearing a black shirt confronted the suspect and began punching him in the face. The alleged looter kept trying to fight off the attackers and leave but dropped the box on the pavement as the man in the white shirt continued to fight him for it. As punches were thrown, someone in a black hoodie picked up the box and began to leave the scene. However, he was followed by the man in the white shirt as the video ended. Apple was just one of the major retailers to temporarily close some of its locations and cut hours recently due to city curfews in Chicago, Los Angeles, and Minneapolis, UPI reported Monday. Some Apple stores in Minneapolis, New York City, and Washington, D.C., were vandalized recently during protests. The company, which recently reopened some U.S. stores following weeks of coronavirus restrictions, said locations in affected areas will be closed temporarily, the article read. However, in a recent statement titled Speaking Up on Racism, Apple CEO Tim Cook did not address the riots and looting, but he said people needed to re-examine their own views and actions in light of a pain that is deeply felt but too often ignored. This is a moment when many people may want nothing more than a return to normalcy, or to a status quo that is only comfortable if we avert our gaze from injustice, Cook wrote. As difficult as it may be to admit, that desire is itself a sign of privilege. George Floyd's death is shocking and tragic proof that we must aim far higher than a normal future, and build one that lives up to the highest ideals of equality and justice, he concluded.